But I would like to just finally just say a few words of hope in this time where people are so much in fear, and what's happening now is just it's so crazy. But anyway, I want to just say that I feel in my soul that the time is on our side now. I mean, we have the runes, we have our traditions, we're getting together like this and comparing our mythologies and our cultures and this great Indo-European people that have so much strength, and the warrior mind and the poet and the... I mean, if we get in touch with who we are, it's such authority. And so this is what this podcast is all about, actually, just to strengthen our identity. Our ancestor, the blood, is awakened inside of us. And so look at the future in a bright way, you know. Yes, it's going to get darker. It's going to get worse. But, for you know, we wake up and just be in touch with yourself and know who you are and just stand still. And everything is going to be fine, I guess. Just want to, yeah.
I mean, to add to that, this idea that it might... I don't think it getting darker is the right way to put it, but the way I would see it is the sun is reborn while it's still dark. That is the winter solstice. It's reborn at night. It's not going to get bright immediately. It's a slow process of the light returning and the dark fading. And that's the way I look at it. And again, with this great conjunction, this... I feel like it's auspicious. This is we've hit rock bottom, and I think we're about to start pulling ourselves back up as the light is reborn. That's the way that I look at it.
It's already happening, dear Tyrus. And that's the point also. We partake in the rebirth of our sun by giving rebirth to ourselves. This rejuvenation of ourselves, it's this synchronization of what happens in all the scales, in our reality, in the cosmic reality, in the universal reality. But then, you know, as you asked there rhetorically, Freya, to find ourselves, you know, I had this discussion with a quite intelligent and enlightened friend of mine, and he was telling me, it's not that difficult. Look at yourself. What are your most permanent characteristics? You're a man and you're white. Or a woman, you know, for Freya, and you're a wife. Work with these ones. It's enough. It's enough to give you all the directions you need in life, just to explore them and try to develop them and discover them in the real way.